Now, back to the Warren Pierce Show on News Talk 760 WJR.
And one of the first women in, locally anyway, in sports broadcasting on television, Ann Doyle, on our direct line now, who will be inducted into the Michigan Journalism Hall of Fame tonight on the campus of Michigan State University. Gene Fogle, our own Gene Fogle, will be inducted. Susan Carter, Sue Carter will be there, to name a couple others. But Ann Doyle, you were talking a little while ago about back in the 70s, you being an example of an entire generation of women who helped redefine the world of work and change cultural attitudes about women's capabilities. Having said all that, though, going into a men's locker room was, I'm guessing, totally different as you did the sports for Channel 2 back then. What were your experiences like?
Well, that was one more door at that time that I knew needed to be opened, and I felt that I was practically handpicked in terms of qualified to do that. And another thing that I had, Warren, that made a huge difference was I had probably the world's greatest mentor in my father. And from the very beginning, when I said, "Hey, Dad, they've offered me this job. If I take this, I'm going to have to get into this locker room issue." And he didn't hesitate. He said to me, "Annie, absolutely, you have to go in those locker rooms. If you don't, you will have no credibility as a journalist." And but once I started, you know, it's another thing. And there were things like, I remember going to Jim Campbell and introducing myself to him. And
General manager of the Detroit Tigers.
Of the Detroit Tigers, thank you. And, you know, everything was fine until I told him I would like credentials for the locker room. And I remember him pulling the cigar out of his mouth and shaking it at me and telling me, "Young lady, over my dead body, you'll go into our Tiger clubhouse."
Jim Campbell was the most conservative of all, I'm guessing, the various teams' hierarchy.
Well, I think I might put Russ Thomas a little further over, because Jim, to his credit, the day came, you know, just a couple of months after our conversation, once there was a federal ruling, that he did open up the clubhouse. And but there were many other things that happened. I'll never forget the offensive line coach from the University of Michigan football team, 6'5", physically blocking my way from the locker room and telling me, "Look, lady, your rights end where this door begins." And so there were many skirmishes like that, and once you got inside, there were many, I guess I'd say, defining moments with players. But I also knew that, you know, interlopers are always going to be challenged, and those defining moments always make you stronger.
Did you get together with Bo Schembechler if you were trying to get into the Michigan locker?
Oh, yes. I actually ended up with a great relationship with Bo Schembechler, and I really feel very, very honored to have been working at a time when some greats in the games were there. Bo Schembechler, Sparky Anderson, Magic Johnson, Isaiah Thomas. Had the pleasure, in quotation marks, of interviewing, Bobby Knight a couple of times, Reggie Jackson, all of those very bigger-than-life personalities. It was a challenge every time in terms of how to deal with them effectively and do my job, but also with that resistance that was there because it was so unfamiliar, and many of them felt it was not, they really didn't think it was right.
And the athletes themselves, I would assume, taking some pot shots at you and Doyle as well, being in their locker room trying to, I'm guessing, embarrass you in some way, shape, or form, embarrassing you so that you wouldn't come back to do interviews.
Well, yes, there definitely were some things that happened, but I'll go back to the fact that my dad, when those moments happened, many of my instincts about how to handle them would have been wrong. But I had, my father, who understood exactly how to handle those things, and he always said to me when I'd say, "What do I do? Look what happened here. I'm going to go to Jim Campbell, or I'm going to go to so-and-so," and he'd say, "No, you would do absolutely nothing, because you're going in there, you got to take the heat, and you've got to prove that you belong there, and you just keep doing your job."
Well, lo and behold, it worked. I would imagine some of the athletes taking off their towels or whatever so to make you feel uncomfortable around them in the locker room.
Well, you know what? I mean, it was their inner sanctum, and I had to adjust to that, and I had to just go in there as a professional. And many athletes talk to me when things happened. Athletes would come to me and basically say, "Not everybody feels that way, and it's a couple of incidents will happen, but all the other athletes in that room watch how you handle that. And if you handle it well, it really will kind of springboard you to a higher level, and you just earn your credibility day after day after day, step by step.
Well, Ann Doyle, congratulations on the induction tonight. People want to get in touch with you. You got a website?
I do. Thanks for mentioning that, because I now, you know, I left television and then went to Ford Motor Company, and today I do motivational speaking.
So wait, before we get to Paul Harvey, it is?
www.anndoylestrategies.com.